The government has devoted trillions of dollars to fighting the economic devastation of the coronavirus pandemic. Much of that money is being administered by the Federal Reserve. And we want to look now at the Fed's role in the recovery with Mitchell Abulafia. He's a professor of public administration and policy at the State University of New York at Albany. And he's just written a book called Stewards of the Market, How the Federal Reserve Made Sense of the Financial Crisis. Professor, welcome. And during the financial crisis a decade ago, the Fed stepped in, bought a ton of U.S. government bonds. In this crisis, it's going even further than that.
Yes, it's going quite a bit further than that. And probably much to its own surprise, it thought it had really innovated and pushed the boundaries back in 2007 to 2009. But it turns out that those were sort of lessons that they were taking in order to be ready for this much larger disaster.
Well, in a way that our audience can understand, explain what the Fed is doing this time around.
Well, what the Fed is doing basically is providing liquidity. That means money. And it's working like a pump to pump that money into the economy where markets and firms don't have the money they need to do their business. So they are providing the money that banks will loan to firms so that they can remain afloat.
And those firms could be cities, municipalities in this case, with more than a million residents, or counties with more than 2 million residents.
Yes, that is in fact one of the new things that they're doing. In the 2007-2009 period, they were mostly lending into financial markets, which were deeply in trouble, and the markets had frozen up, so they were becoming the buyers. Whereas here, they are lending to corporations and municipalities. There's even a paycheck protection program that they are loaning into.
Do you think that based on what you know about the Fed, especially having looked back into how the Fed handled itself during the financial crisis, that the Federal Reserve is prepared for all this additional responsibility it's taking on now?
That's a very good question. Nobody really knows the answer. It performed surprisingly well in the financial crisis. After a period of not really understanding what was happening, a rather long period, at least until March of 2008, where their theories about what the market was likely to do were wrong. Basically, they expected it to restore itself. Here, it's not a situation like that, and so it's quite clear what's causing the crisis. They also have the lessons that they learned back in 2007 to 2009 in how to create these facilities that they're creating for various markets, the primary dealer market, the money market, as well as corporations and Main Street and municipalities. Now, that's not to say that there won't be mistakes, but we know that in 2007 to 2009, they ended up actually making money, which they returned to the U.S. Treasury, because there were, of course, interest rates on the loans that they offered, and most people paid back, and they ended up coming out ahead.
You think that'll happen this time?
Hard to say. This is such a different crisis, but the only way to maintain the economy and have a possibility of recovery is to loan openly and aggressively. And so that's what they're doing. This is a lesson they learned in the Great Depression, where the Fed resisted doing that because of mistaken theories. They wanted the banks to pay the cost of having loaned speculators money. And therefore, many banks went bankrupt and the economy had a lot of trouble recovering.
Is there any limit to how much money the Fed could or should attempt to pump into the economy?
There is theoretically no limit on how much they could pump into the economy. There are many people who believe that potential inflation is a limit. Right now, since inflation is so low, the greater concern is actually deflation, that prices would go down. But this is something that's going to have to be watched. And that's probably the greatest concern at this point.
Mitchell Abulafia, if it weren't for this crisis that we're in right now, we would probably just be talking about your book, which is really about the Fed in the last financial crisis and the extraordinary measures that it took then. So let me just finally ask you, with that crisis all by itself, what did you learn about the Fed in putting this book together? Or what was your biggest surprise as you were putting this book together that you didn't know before?
Basically, I was torn. On the one hand, I felt as though the Fed took a long time to understand what was going on and to interpret it. In the book, I read the verbatim transcripts of their closed-door meetings and see that for a long time they debated, you know, whether to take action, what kind of action was necessary, whether the market would fix it. And I was disappointed to see how long it took. But I was also, on the other hand, surprised at once they began to understand the seriousness of the crisis, I saw that they began to change the narrative to a narrative that recognized this is a systemic crisis and we need to behave differently. They began to create all kinds of new types of loans that actually saved the economy, and not just the national economy, but the world economy. They loaned heavily to foreign central banks and made it possible for basically the world economy to stay afloat.
That is Mitchell Abulafia, whose new book is called Stewards of the Market, How the Federal Reserve Made Sense of the Financial Crisis. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.